Pentagon says not so fast. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Russia claims it's decided to cut back military activity around two cities in Ukraine, including the capital, Kyiv, to increase trust for further talks with Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says so far Russia is repositioning, not withdrawing. But he also notes they failed to take and hold any major population centers.
They wanted Kyiv. They didn't get it. In the last few days, they hunkered down into defensive positions, basically stopped advancing. And now they're saying, and we're seeing small numbers move away. So we'll see where this goes.
However, Kirby also stops short of calling Russia's invasion a failed military campaign. Ukraine's president, skeptical of Russia's claims, saying he sees no reason to trust words from a power that continues to fight for his country's destruction. President Biden says Ukraine has a right to determine its own future and that Russia's unprovoked war threatens not only Europe, but the Indo-Pacific region. He met with the prime minister of Singapore after a call with several NATO allies earlier today. The Biden administration is facing a new multi-state lawsuit over masks. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
21 states are suing federal health agencies over the ongoing requirement for face coverings to be worn on airplanes and other public transit.
The CDC and the federal government and the Biden administration never had the power to issue this order originally.
Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says the mandate is frustrating travelers and contributing to unruly passengers. The mask mandate for transportation was extended until at least April 18th. This lawsuit is aimed at immediately halting the CDC's travel mask rule. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The FDA authorizing a fourth COVID shot for people ages 50 and older and with certain conditions, a decision made without the usual input from an expert panel. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. Race-based or lineage-based? That debate before a California panel on reparations, holding meetings this week.
California's Reparations Task Force has heard public comment in their first day of a two-day virtual meeting. And the big issue is figuring out who would be eligible for any reparations the task force proposes. Some think they should apply to all Black people.
Black people have been purposely, deliberately, and methodically excluded from the benefits of this country. We need to take the same approach to include us.
But most were opposed to that, arguing it should only apply to descendants of slaves.
It is for repair for a specific group of people. I mean, are you kidding me?
Some said the entire effort could be jeopardized by a race-based approach that might be found to be unconstitutional. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The former First Family won't get help from the current White House, confirming today that it will not assert executive privilege for testimony by the former president's daughter and son-in-law and former advisors before the panel investigating the Capitol riot. With tax day fast approaching, the Federal Trade Commission is suing Intuit, accusing the company of deceptive advertising, pitching free tax filing products that millions of people could not use.
The Consumer Protection Watchdog says that Intuit allegedly pushed supposedly free products in a years-long ad campaign, misleading Americans. The FTC says about two-thirds of all tax filers in the U.S. could not use the TurboTax free product in 2020. In addition, the commission has also filed a federal district court complaint asking a court to order Intuit to halt its deceptive advertising immediately. The FTC says Americans with adjusted gross incomes of $73,000 or less can use several products available through the IRS Free File program to file federal and state tax returns entirely for free.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. A rally on Wall Street, the Dow up 338 at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.